Hello, everyone. This is Johnny, and pretty much you've heard me on in here pretty much for Life Lessons on the Go in collaboration and with LifeIfStartedRadio.com. Pretty much, you can listen to the site, but unfortunately for right now, I have just heard that they are down and owned for, maintenance. And by maintenance, I mean they need a new device. And unfortunately, due to the fact of lack of funds, and as of late, mainly sponsors and donors, they can no longer broadcast their radio station. Therefore, they have asked me to ask you to start, hopefully a simple old charitable donation of what you can send over to them so that they can get new equipment. So far, as a bonus, for every new sponsor and patron who automatically donates a certain amount of money, their name will be mentioned along with their own amount that they've donated or sent as, well, patronage. Any kind of patronage that is sent, I am pretty much also to inform all of the listening party members that I will be granting them a chance to add their own twist to my story that I've been writing. Now, if you're wondering, is the story complete? No, it is like the endless story. And I am still completely entranced on the story. And so far, I am up to chapter 50 on my book. So far, I know I haven't been also posting like I should the podcast of every story. Truth be told, I had just been informed by Lifestar Radio that they need me to do this before or I start my multitude upon multitudes of, well, story podcasts as a day-to-day basis instead of like I plan on doing once per every day. Mainly, this is an informed the public blog part of the podcast system. Mainly, the podcast will state information and along with certain issues, mainly what it's about. Pretty much this is just to update you on Lifestar Radio needing some help from you, the listeners. Also, in collaboration with Anchor and the other one and that I also mentioned on there, mainly, hopefully you guys will help out along with their help, maybe, just maybe, my supporters who are early Lifestar Radio will finally be able to start sending support my way again like usual. Pretty much, they are pretty much kind enough to let me be represented by them, so here I am. Now, due to the fact that you probably don't know about them, they are a Christianic radio-based station. Mainly, they don't allow curse words. They don't try. They do try sometimes to add different forms of music, different forms of understandings towards other people's perspectives of the musical song and such. Therefore, they've also stated, if you want to add your own songs to it, with the donation you give to them, through a certain link, which will be pretty much provided on my on their blogspot page. Mainly, it is lifestarterradio.blogspot. Well, there's different ways to get to it, but pretty much I prefer to go by blogspot.com/lifestarterradio. Literally, blogspot.com/lifestarterradio. It is literally all one word on the slash part. Anyways, hopefully you'll be able to help them out, get them what they need, because so far it would be a blessing to have them sending me support again, and hopefully starting up the podcast system that they wanted to put up on there. Mainly, I would start talking, and they would put my podcast on their radio station to be heard for them. Another hopeful person to be able to be heard on live internet radio. Mainly, help them out so that they can get their equipment back up and running, because apparently somebody in the station apparently kind of flubbed up their system They had finally got a new OO device. The device has now been apparently obliterated because they accidentally put too much data onto the system, and now they need a new system to fix the old one. Mainly a new laptop, apparently. I think. At least that's what they told me. But anyways, this is just an update to let you guys and gals know. Also, this one will also be monetized due to the fact that, well, I still need some way of paying my bills and medication bills. Well, and along with the fact of getting coffee, which luckily I got some coffee in me today. And after this podcast is put up, I plan on doing the continuance of the story of Vampire the Blood, along with voice acting done by me, until I can find some people who are on here. Also, which reminds me, if you want to be a part of the story yourself, hit me up on the messaging system on Anchor. Literally, I will be looking forward to some people who use Anchor. Which reminds me as well. And also, if you are not familiar with Anchor, Anchor is the one that is sponsoring me and the one that I made an ad about, or talked about as an ad. And the fact that they are literally free, 100% free, 100% ridiculously easy to use. The point is, if you want to join me, download Anchor. It's a mobile app. It's even made for, well, pretty much PC as well, if you want to use the PC function. But I prefer the mobile because so far it's on the mobile. You're doing it live as you speak. And afterwards, the podcast is then put up for everyone to hear, or if they're not listening as of late. Mainly, if you follow a podcast, as it is being done live, you get to hear the podcast as it's being made, including these announcements. Which reminds me, I'm looking for two female actors, mainly vocal range. No, you will not be paid by Anchor itself if you do the pretty much partner up part of it. Pretty much, Anchor allows us to partner up, and due to the fact that this is free and the ads that monetize it, you will be paid through Anchor itself. Mainly, the people that you are represented through on your own ads and such will be put on there, and boom. But I need two female actors. I guess you could probably guess who those two female actors are. One is pretty much the vampire. The other one is the sword that you already know about, but I need to know if you are willing to do this. If you are, get Anchor, talk to me on the messaging part, send a message of a question, pretty much saying, can I be a part of this podcast? I would love to be able to act, because so far, I know people out there love acting, because so far, if you can do act on a podcast, enact a story that comes to life as you hear it. I need two female actors and a few male actors. Ones who can actually know the difference between sword fight eating sword fights, mainly broadsword and the to the latter. Also, I am looking for people with muscular tone voice. The female voices, I don't have a preference yet, but if you're willing to help me out, this would be a very, very great pleasure to have somebody besides myself do the voice acting, because so far, as I tell the story, I also need another actor for, guess what, the main protagonist of the characters, the male protagonist, mainly. I will tell you this, his name is Jack, which is supposed to be brought to you into the story, further into the story, that is. Which, if you are going to be listening to this, you probably already heard about this, hopefully, when the podcast has already been done and made. I will be doing the second part of the podcast with my own voice and tell willing actors who are willing to use Anchor as their way of getting supported and such, help me out here, or on there. I will be giving you the script as it is. Mainly the scripted story, how it's supposed to be done, how the vocal ranges must be varied, and the fact of certain issues. Now, if you don't want to do that and you just want to hear me keep on going, don't send any messages and all. hopefully manage on my own, but I am looking for vocal-ranged actors, ones that can portray a female actor, mainly have that at vocal range, because so far, if we can do that, I want to at least redo the first chapter, have some vocals, pretty much certain things. I just need vocal-ranged actors, ones who can act as males and female, if need be, or a female that can act like a male actor, or at the same time still have her female vocal range. I need voice actors mainly. If you're if you love to voice act and you want to be a part of this, get in touch with me on Anchor. Also, my email address, pretty much morningglorystar244@gmail.com. That's morningglorystar244@gmail.com. If you want to get a hold of me that way, and I'll pretty much be hoping some people want to be a part of an acting career or in voice range acting. Anyways, this is a non-paid gig unless you are a part of Anchor, because Anchor will do the paying, that it will be doing the part where they pay you instead. It mainly through the monetization of the ad, you will get money through that if you are part of Anchor. That's all I can say on that part. And I cannot promise this immediate payment due to the fact that the story is pretty much starting off brand new and is being kicked off as I, well, tell it. Pretty much, I am the story writer, the narrator, the one that literally nails and perpetrates the story as it goes along. And it'd be nice to be able to perpetrate the story to where you can hear and feel as if the story is real. But until then, as I said, I am looking for vocal-ranged voice actors who can actually perpetrate what I'm looking for. Pretty much it'll be an audition if I hear what I need to hear and it sounds like I want it to sound on the story. I'll literally hit you up on your email if you message me on Anchor. If not, if you message me on my Gmail, please make sure you add an attachment with your voice with a simple thing. The actors that I'm looking for is right now some male roles and one male protagonist, two female protagonists that are a part of the main, the two female protagonists and the one male protagonist is that will portray Jack, the other are the two girls. Pretty much, if you can and at least somehow I just need someone to help me out on this, because so far doing this all by myself, it's going to take a whole lot more time. So please, this is just an update and a request at the same time. Thank you for listening. And this is Johnny Ian saying, hope to see you on the next podcast update, as well as the Tales of Vampira de Blood. Mainly, the Tales of Vampira de Blood are also brought to you by me, Johnny, but I'm also known as my pen name is John Star Our Lord 244, pretty much John and with a space Star Lord 244. That is my pen name on the book that I've written. I'm still writing it, and it is I have the spoiler on there, the Patreon page of mine. Literally, it's just John Starler 244 on there, all in one go. If you want to read that book, it is up there for you to read. Pretty much the spoiler of it. I need people to fund me on this so I can finish the writing of the book, because so far, that would be a great help, and it would lessen my burden on that part as well. Anyways, in collaboration and if lessons on the go, this is Johnny, as well as Life Starter Rayu, who needs help, as I stated and will state again. They need help with donations so that they can get their systems back up and running, and that way they can start funding me again, and through certain means and methods. It's through a preordained contract that is legally binding by both parties. Anyways, this is Johnny saying thanks for listening, and I hope to see you on the next podcast. Hey everyone, this is Johnny E with Life Lessons on the Go in collaboration with Lifestart Radio on the Go, as well as The Skim and Anchor. Now, most of you people know about, if you've listened to Family Matters, this is pretty much the link pertaining to helping out Shauna and Kelsey, mainly the link for helping them out with the PayPal that we've just given them, along with the information and the password for it, is pretty much paypal.me/ShaunaKelsey244. Now, pretty much you can choose whatever amount you want to instantly donate to them. Mainly to help them get back on their feet, and also you can leave words of encouragement or advice or certain things whenever you use that link. Pretty much just the amount and a mentionable or a mention on there. Anyways, the link again is paypal.me/shaunaKelsey244. Instantly with this link, you will be able to pretty much give money to them or donate it, if you will, to help them get back on their feet. Thanks for listening, and have a good night, evening, and may you be blessed in any way of your shape or form. Thank you. Hello everyone, this is Johnny Wright 8 from My Eighth Lessons on the Go, in collaboration and no longer with The Skim, because they are no longer supporting us, but with Anchor as well, mainly, and Lifestarter Radio. Anyways, this is to let you guys know that I'm a little bit sick. I'm having issues with my pretty much sinuses constantly agitating me, and I've been taking cetirizine, I've been taking medication, trying to get better before I start or doing anything, because if you can't tell, my voice is not my voice right now. And no, it is not a voiceover, it's literally me being sick. I will talk to you guys and let you guys know about things further whenever I am better and not sick. Thank you. And have a great time. Hey everybody, this is Johnny Wright. Now, most of you already know me. I've literally been doing my best trying to get a rough handle on things. Mainly the story time has been a pain in the keister, with flu going around, getting sick, still having allergies in the middle of allergy season on the highest point, mainly because even though it's snowing and all that, my allergies tend to go bonkers at this type of time. Anyways, folks, thanks for the 22 listens so far. I am trying to get further into the story. Mainly, if you've already started listening in, I've already added another segment, and I plan on doing another one with Pura on Chapter 3, Pura's Tale of Light, if how she became. Well, not that. I'm still working on the title for that part. But mainly, it's where she starts explaining about how she became who she is. Might as well have a story background of what she was. Mainly have a point of view from the other side. That way we both know who's what and who's not. Anyways,
Thanks for so much support, and those who had supported me, thank you. Mainly thanks to the Skim for being such a reasonable partner, even though I'm no longer being supported by them because they are no longer supporting this podcast. I tried my best. I tried getting it out there. Mainly, not enough people want to listen to the ads. They just want to hear the story as the story unfolds. And I'm glad that people want to hear that story, but without their or kind support, or anyone's support for that matter, I can't keep my stories up and keep them up and running. Mainly, I am thankful for all of you people who have been listening to me. I have literally been on the point of the breaking point on trying to figure out how to support myself. Mainly thanks to the Skim from the Skimmed Off the Couch. I literally had at least one supporter there along with Anchor, which Anchor is still supporting me. Thanks to the heavens for that. Mainly, I'm trying to get more stories out. I'm also trying to get at more things that I've done out, trying to get it what I can, where I can, and out of information. I'm also looking for some supporters. If you're feeling up to it and are a supporter yourself, mainly want to get your business put out there, why not hit the support or this podcast or button and have your ad put up on there for pretty much certain things. Mainly, I plan on trying to put some more stories out there. I plan on putting more things out there for those who want to listen, to be able to listen to it. Mainly, I am trying my best. I'm trying my hardest. And I don't know what else to do except to say, please help me out. I'm trying to keep a systematical old thing going up, and without your kind support and your kind listening, I wouldn't be able to keep up with what I'm doing. I've been and trying to find new restaurants to go and eat at, but mainly I've been given any suggestions. If you guys want to give me suggestions, hit the leave a message button on the Anchor app. Also, for those of you who are not sure what Anchor is, it's how you leave a message to me. I don't know if Spotify or Google Play or any of the others have a way of leaving me a vocal message. I just know Anchor is how I do my stuff. If you're not wanting to become a podcaster and you just want to listen, then keep listening. It's great to have people out there that want to hear these stories as they unfold. And as I might as well tell you this much. Kelsey and Shauna have not been with us for quite some time on the Life Lessons on the Go. Mainly, they have left. They have gone on and started finding work elsewhere. I don't know what to say to each of them, except I hope that you have a better chance at finding work. And also, more coffee than what I had originally had in my area. Mainly, I will state this. This is mainly just a decorum of sorts that I might as well inform you. They took my coffee. Yeah, they took my coffee. So pretty much I'm only down to a few cakes, at least a few amounts of coffee, so I'm trying to be sparse with my coffee. Mainly, I am doing at least certain amount of long time period so that you guys will listen, that you'll understand that I'm trying my best. I'm trying to get at the word out there that Life Lessons on the Go will keep going. We will try to keep up with the stories. I'm still getting over my allergy attack. Mainly, I'm not sounding like myself, so if I sound different, it's not a voice changer. We already know one thing. I don't do voice changers on here. Mainly, thank you for your listening, your kind listening, and thank you for being such kind hopeful listeners, there's, if you want to know one thing, I plan on keeping up with the stories. I plan on keeping up with the Gamer Talk. I plan on keeping up with all the segments I've been doing as of late. I want to keep up with what I do, but I need help from you. With every kind and gesture done unto this station, mainly just listening, just hearing, airing the stories as they unfold, hearing this podcast as it goes. To be honest, I want to do more than just tell stories. I want to be able to do more group conversations with people who have had rough times, just like I'm starting to have a rough time. Mainly, this podcaster had to literally go to a hospital to get medication re-entered into his system. Mainly, I will not discuss further on this part of the update, but in a Family Matters medical episode, if possible, or maybe a new segment called When You're Off Your Meds, by Johnny, mainly, on Life Lessons on the Go. Mainly, I don't know how to present that yet. All I do know is, thank you to all of those who have been kind enough to wait and listen for the next episode. I have literally been keeping my my P's and Q's crossed and all that, mainly trying to answer as many questions as I can, trying to give out mainly advice on a phone system mainly that runs on VoIP. Mainly the number, if you guys want to get a hold of me, if you're not wanting to leave a message on an Anchor system, mainly it's just 417-319-4956-417. 319-4956, and you can get a hold of me on that number at any time, mainly. I am sorry that I've been keeping up with the stories. I'm sorry I've been not keeping up with things, but I've been sick as of late. I've been throwing up. I've been having stomach issues. I've been literally with sinus drainage causing me to upchuck and all that. I'm sorry for the detail, but mainly I've been sick as of late, and I'm just now getting out of the funk, trying to get certain things up and running, while at the same time trying to get my stories up and running as well. So please, please do not stop listening to this station, this podcast, because so far your kind listening is what keeps me up and running. Thank you. And have a great time, and wherever you're at, wherever you're going, I hope that it's filled with pretty much blessed opportunities. And even if you aren't a Christian, I still hope that you have a blessed time wherever you're at, be it evening, be it at noon, be it night, wherever you're at. Thank you for your kindness, and thank you for listening. This is Johnny from Life Lessons on the Go saying thank you. And have a good time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life Lessons on the Go. This is an update about the story. If you guys are wondering, yes, I'm a little bit pretty much procrastinating on the issue due to the fact that I need voice actors. My vocals are getting tired every time I do the voice acting. I really would appreciate it. And also, thanks to the United Kingdom for being such a supportive listener, as well as the United States and Europe. I am proud to have such grateful listeners to listen in on my podcast. Thanks to you people. Well, I know there are people out there who want to hear this stuff, that there are people out there that want to be a part of Life Lessons on the Go with Johnny. Thank you. You guys have been a big support and a big help. So therefore, I say golf clap to you all. You have actually done what I have not seen others do on social media, other things, as well as books. Now, the book itself has been more of the topic that I've been doing. I've been writing on it, and I've been automatically getting more stuff done. Now that I've gotten that done, it's time to get it further into the story. As I try to progress, the more listeners I get, the more support I can get onto this system. And thank you all for being such good listeners. Also, don't forget to listen to the ads, because that's what keeps me in the loop. Thank you. Hello everybody, this is Johnny E with Life Lessons on the Go with Updates on the Go. Now, mainly I know it was Update 8 yada yada yada, but I figure I'd rename it Updates on the Go. Now, first off, I've been still procrastinating, yes, I know. Slow as heck, and not that much stories have been brought up due to the fact that, well, as I said, I need voice actors. But that's not the reason why I'm doing Updates on the Go again. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I won't be doing much recording as of right now. I hope every one of you can understand that. I will be trying to do other things, mainly questions on the go, or your questions here. I was hoping somebody would try to use the Anchor's messaging app, or at least leave me a message. Also, have you guys tried my number yet? The 417-319-4956. That's 417-319-4956. To give me a call and leave a message and automatically give me questions that I can add to questions on the go. Thank you.